Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Connie Saunders is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited about having her on the show because she's a very important person. She and her company are one of the small businesses of the year for 2006, chosen by the SBA out of the great state of West Virginia. And she's the president and CEO of Saunders Staffing Incorporated. And she's our new friend. Connie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And I enjoyed the Small Business Week festivities that we had back in April in Washington, D.C. with the SBA, and I know you did too.
Yes, very much so.
Would you mind telling the audience a little bit about that experience? They've heard me talking about it. This was the ninth year that I helped the SBA celebrate Small Business Week, and most of those I was in D.C. with the SBA, and they've heard me talking about it and how much fun it is and how important it is and to recognize the top small businesses in America. But from your perspective, give them an example of how you felt about it.
Well, I think when my husband and I got there, we had, previously thought, well, okay, this is what the event will be like. We'll go and we'll have some luncheons and we'll get an award and that'll be great and we'll come home. But that's not really what happened. What really happened was we went to D.C. and realized that we were one of 50 fantastic people from across the country who were just like us, who worked hard and just thought, okay, I'm going to have my own little small business. And I don't think I ever really thought of it as a unit of all the small businesses that exist across this country. And it just, your chest just wanted to just pop open because you were so moved and so touched by all of the wonderful speakers we heard from. We were so impressed that the SBA had taken the time to really, really, really think about what would be meaningful to us and what a small business needs to hear. And what a small business needs to hear is that your country and your state supports you. And we met people that, all different types of businesses. Some people had daycare. Some people worked in the, in printing.
Manufacturing
yes,
folks there.
Yes, absolutely. And a masseuse from, I think she was from Rhode Island, someone who, I hadn't even thought about this, who was responsible for, they patented the print that went on children's china. And just everybody you met, you were like, wow, okay, well, why did you go into that business? And they were all just really super honored to be there. We were very surprised, and I never will forget the morning that the President Bush, we didn't know President Bush was coming to speak to us before we went, and so we were so excited, and we get there, and they're going to announce the winner, the number one small business of the year for the whole country. And this guy gets on the stage and he tells this fantastic story about the fact that he wanted to be a welder.
Yeah.
He didn't go to college. He just wanted to be a good welder. And then they told him, they said, well, you're going to introduce the President of the United States. And I was really glad he got to be number one. And so he gets on the stage, and he's so excited, and he's just, thanking everybody. And he says, now it's my great privilege to introduce the he couldn't get it out. And he was just so humble and such.
And everybody was grinning ear to ear in the audience.
They loved it. It was so much fun.
Wasn't that a great moment?
Oh, it was. And his humility and his honesty. And he's just a good, average, hardworking guy. And
well, my audience knows who he is because they've already met him. He's already been on the show.
Well, he's wonderful. Yeah. I just was so moved by him. And he said, only in America.
That's right.
Could you do this?
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
We did.
You did a great job of explaining it. What did you think about the president's speech? What did you think about that?
I just thought that it was from the heart. I thought that he was very sincere.
Did you get the idea that he cares? He really cares about small business owners?
Tremendously. And see, that's what my whole family. My father was a coal miner, and he always had a small business because up here the coal mines are on strike a lot. And
right.
He was a stonemason. He was a carpenter. He managed gas stations. My mom had her own little small business, and so it's there in my culture, in my background.
It's in your genes.
Yeah. It's just it's the way you're thinking. And President Bush was he wanted to make certain that every business in that room realized how much they were appreciated, and not to think for one second that they weren't supported, and what this country would be without.
Well, Connie, as you probably heard me say on that Wednesday at lunch, mm-hmm. small business owners create over half of the U.S. economy.
Exactly.
I mean, think about that. And think about this, Connie. Of the number one economy in the world, the majority producer of that economy are people like you. People like the gentleman from Pennsylvania, who was a small business person of the year, and the other 20-something million small business owners across the country. The problem we have, Connie, is we're so busy making payroll, we're so busy creating all this opportunity and creating all these jobs and creating all this wealth for everybody and taking care of our customers.
Right.
We don't have time to get together like you did in Washington, D.C. and look around and say, wait a minute, I matter. This what I do is important.
Yes, and
I wish. Don't you? And I know you agree with me, Connie.
Absolutely.
I wish every small business owner in America could have the experience that you had just one time.
Yes. And when you come home, it's like, okay, I've done this for 17 years, and I think I know what I'm doing. But then when you come to work that first day, you go, okay, this is really important now. I've got to be sure and do this right because people depend, if I can improve on it, what could I do to make it better? Because I'm thinking, this really makes, I make a difference. I make a difference. And so you realize we create jobs and we print paychecks and we provide service. And I'm in the staffing business. And so we have about 1,000 employees a year. And my whole outlook, has changed.
Connie, hold on to that thought.
Sure.
We're going to be right back, folks. Connie Saunders, President and CEO of Saunders Staffing. And I'm going to try to get her out of her shell when we come back while we're off the air for a couple of minutes. Stay with us. It's 20 after. Now you know why I get so excited when I get to introduce you to small business owners.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with the West Virginia Small Business Person of the Year, Connie Saunders, the President and CEO of Saunders Staffing Incorporated. Connie, when you started your business back in the 80s, what were you thinking?
Did you know
what you were doing? Did you know where you wanted to go? Did you have it all figured out?
No, I have to tell you this story. It's kind of painful, but it's true. I met this girl, and she's a good friend of mine, and she had great skills, and she couldn't find a job. And I was like, wow, that doesn't make any sense. And I think I should do something. Somebody should do something, some kind of, connector. And so I thought, well, I can do that. I have human resources in my background, and so I really didn't have a clue what I was opening up. I just knew I wanted to help people find jobs. It felt good. I felt good about that.
Well, and you were in a state where they needed that kind of help too, didn't you?
Absolutely. So I went and I got a $100 desk, and I had like a Sears 7999 typewriter, and I had a one-line phone, and I had bought a hair salon, and just happened, and so I got bored with the hair salon, and I wasn't a stylist, I didn't know what I was doing, and so it just happened, and I had a little office above the hair salon, and in the meantime, we would make tanning appointments, okay, the phone would ring, and so we had like shared phones, And so it got through the grapevine. There was a woman who was in business before me who really was not doing a good job and was not a good example of small business. And so through the grapevine, everybody heard I was going to open this whatever. It was called Saunders Temporary Services at the time. And so
they started lining up, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. And the phone rang. Very unexpectedly, you know. And my first customer was GTE.
Wow.
And they call me, and they say, okay, well, you know, like, we need two operators, and we need three of this, and two of that, and one of those. And can you do that? And I was like, well, sure. Okay.
But you had no idea who you were going to call.
No. And I was like, no problem. Yeah, okay. I was like, can I call you back just in a minute, you know?
Can I get right back with
you? So I get up, and I go to this little teeny tiny bathroom that was real close to me, and I throw up, and I'm like, you are crazy. What are you doing, you know? And I come back, and I said, okay, take a deep breath. You can do this, okay? And so I called job service, and I put an ad in the paper. But I love to remember that story because
that's a wonderful story.
It's so typical of when you own your own business. You don't always go into it, yes, I know what I'm doing. And
what you wind up, remember that commercial, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that. How am I going to do that?
Yeah, okay, I can do it. I'm a
I remember runner. I remember those days, Connie, when I was a consultant. I had when I needed the business, I'd call on somebody or they'd call me and they'd say, can you do this? And I'd say, absolutely.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You do it. You just have to figure it out.
You do. And see, if you don't have that, if you haven't been, you know, the little story about the little train, you know, I think I can, I think. If you haven't got that in your psycho somewhere, because most small business people are a little, you know, they're a little crazy. it's almost a requirement. You know, if it's not there, then you throw up and you leave.
You need to clock in. You need to be an employee.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and that's kind of how, I mean, I really just started my religious faith, and I won't go there much, teaches me that every day that you get up, you're supposed to make the world a better place to be.
We're put on this earth to be productive.
Yes. You know, so if you're not doing that, then you're a waste of space. So
and
I
air
thought,
and food.
You know, and air and everything, you know, what are you here for? And so I thought, well, you know, that would be something that would make a difference in people's lives. And we just grew very slow, very patient. I think I had $2,000 in the bank and just, you know, really didn't have I didn't have sales goals.
What was the biggest mistake you made?
The biggest mistake I made was not writing a letter. When you open up a business, you think you know what your product's going to be, but it's so important that you know you have your back office squared away, that you know what your state requires, that you know that you are compliant, because I don't care how good you are at what you do, if you're not compliant with your state, your days are numbered. And so when I opened up my business, and I hope everybody will listen very closely, I thought, okay, I'm going to place mostly secretaries, because that's what I know, and clerical people, and administrative. Well, that wasn't, in about 6 months, the phone would ring and somebody would say, you know, well, do you clean hotel rooms? And I go, no. And then somebody would call and they'd say, well, could you help me clean up my garage? I go, nope, I just place secretaries. Somebody would say, well, do you place truck drivers? Nope, just do secretaries. And after about 6 months, I was like, wait a minute, the customer is telling me what he wants.
That's right.
You know, so can you do what the customer wants? Yes. So I altered my product. Well, I called my state and I told them that I had altered my product, you know, because workers' compensation is a big deal.
Right, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It can hurt you bad, and if you don't have it squared away.
So you altered your product.
I altered my product, yes. And I called my state, and I said, you know, all right, we need to change things. You know, I'm telling you that I don't, it's too clerical. Well, in our state,
Connie, I'm going to have to stop you because we're coming up on the end of the thing of our visit. I'll get you. We need to get you back another day. You got more to talk to us about. But the main thing you've taught us today is the customer knows what they want probably better than you do, and you better listen to them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Give us your website, Connie.
It's saundersemployment.com.
Out of West Virginia. Connie, thank you for being here. Congratulations on being one of 2006 Small Business Persons of the Year.
Thank you for
I'm very proud of you, Connie. Quick break, right back with Steve Forbes. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.